That was the guy, yeah. Yes, the one with the hair.
Is that a problem for you, that most of the people, I think, remember you with Genesis?
Yeah, well, certainly people of a certain age remember me with Genesis. You know, that's changing more and more now, to be honest, because a lot of people who are, if you like, younger, don't even know who Genesis are. But, you know, for me, that working with Genesis was a great experience. I learned a lot working with them. It was nice to write with them. And to tour was challenging. It was, you know, it was hard work because I was having to take on part of the Peter Gabriel era and part of the Phil Collins era, and also trying to introduce my era with them and having to do the whole thing, you know, in one show. And it's, you know, I have very good memories of doing that, you know. It was always going to be a very challenging thing to do, and to give it to. I mean, I was 28 then, I think, when I joined Genesis, so it was a lot to take on board for someone who was 28 years old. And I mean, I'd had a number one single, but I hadn't had a big career in music. So yeah, it was a good experience. I learned a lot from it, and I enjoy it, you know. And it looks good on my CV when you see Peter Gabriel, Phil Collins, Ray Wilson. It's not so bad.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it looks.
It's something special.
It's very special, yeah. And I, you know, I never lose sight of that. And I enjoy playing some of the songs. You know, when I do acoustic shows, I play quite a few songs from Genesis, and I change them to suit my style. Some people like this, some people don't. But, you know, it's my right to do that as well. You know, and yeah, it's been a good time of my life, mm-hmm, working with them.